Liz Zurcher, the night bloomer. David and Joanna came late to love, just friends until the hot summer night he first saw the Sirius on her back patio. "What's this scraggly thing?" David asked, his eyes smiling. "My night blooming Sirius," she said. "It blooms once a year for one night. The next morning it's gone, drooping like a deflated balloon." "When will it bloom again?" he asked. "This one's never bloomed," she said. "Have you had it long?" "8 years." "You've been waiting 8 years for it to bloom?" "Yes," she said. "Amazing," he said, taking her face in his hands and kissing her for the first time. For the 12 years they were together, the Sirius never flowered. "Why don't you give up on that thing?" David said periodically. "It's never going to bloom." "Just you watch," she'd say. "One day you'll eat your words." "Sure I will," he'd say. "It has medicinal value, you know," she'd said in the plant's defense. "It contains a substance like digitalis that strengthens the heart." "Maybe it should give itself a shot of digitalis," he'd joked. David pointed it out to guests, saying, "This is our never-blooming Sirius. I hear it's a real wonder when it blooms. Should be any time now." He'd wink at Joanna. "Oh, ye of little faith," she'd say, pretending disappointment in him. When David got sick, Joanna nursed him through surgery and chemotherapy. Finally, he recovered and life began again. That summer, they played like young lovers, riding waves at the beach, picnicking in the woods. One evening at dinner, she thought he was joking when he clutched his chest. When he couldn't breathe, she lost her smile. When he fell from the chair into her arms, they sank to the floor together and he was gone. She couldn't cry or sleep as the summer turned sultry. Family and friends carried her from one day to the next until one by one, they returned to their own lives, leaving her alone. That's when she saw the bud on the Sirius, just the barest beginning of a flower. She glared at it. "So now you decide to bloom," she screamed. "All this time I told him, just you wait, and nothing. How can you do this?" She kicked the flower pot, wanting it to shatter. When it didn't budge, she turned her back on it. But she couldn't ignore it. Every night she sat up on the patio with the Sirius, watching the bud become like two hands cupped together. One night, as steamy as when David first kissed her, Joanna sat, eyes closed, remembering his hands gentle on her face. Hearing a soft pop, she opened her eyes to a beautiful white flower unfolding to the size of a dinner plate. She inhaled the sweet vanilla scent and finally cried. When she had no more tears and the flower hung limp in the dawn's light, Joanna fell as soundly asleep as if she were wrapped in David's arms.